Please be seated. If you would grab your Bible, your smartphone, or your tablet, turn in it to Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. Amen when you get there. Amen. Got one quick one. Got some others?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Verse 57. As Jesus and his disciples traveled along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and the birds in the sky have nests, but the human one has no place to lay his head." Then Jesus said to someone else, "Follow me." He replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and spread the news of God's kingdom." Someone else said to Jesus, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to those in my house." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand on the plow and looks back is fit for God's kingdom." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. My name is John Simonson. I am the pastor of discipleship and young families here at Foley. I'm also a lieutenant with the Orange Beach Police Department, and I have recently come into that position and have gained a new responsibility that I'm not that excited about. I am now in charge of providing security for all of the concerts that are at the Wharf Amphitheater. I know. But while thinking about that duty and reading the scripture, the two kind of met for me. Because if you think about some of the big bands that come down to the Wharf and you think about 12 to 14,000 people, sometimes more, screaming and hollering and acting a fool, I kind of got the picture of the crowds that follow Jesus. Because a lot of the fans today that follow famous people around, and you see it on TV or you see it at concerts or whatever the case may be, they scream and holler looking for attention, trying to get the attention of the person on the stage or of the famous actor or whatever the case may be. But they just want to be recognized. They want to know that they are special. And I was thinking about the crowds that were following Jesus at his time. And when I read this scripture, I can picture these three crazy fans that were recognized by Jesus. The first one says, "Lord, Lord, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. I will follow you around the country. I will be your biggest groupie." And Jesus says, "That's a pretty big commitment. Because foxes have dens and birds have nests, but I don't have a place to rest or stop because I'm on a mission and I have a goal and it takes a lot to follow me." And then one of the few times in the Bible where Jesus points out one of those fans and says, "You follow me." The guy says, "Yes, yes, Lord. I just have to go bury my dad first." And Jesus says, "Let the dead bury the dead. I don't have time to worry about those that have already gone. I am here for those that are alive and want to live today." And then once again, Jesus recognizes one more of the crazy screaming fans out in the crowd. And he says, "You follow me." And the fan says, "Yes, Lord. Let me say goodbye to my family and I am all yours." And Jesus has his harshest rebuttal against that. He says, "Those who put their hands to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom." there's too much work to be done to be held back, to be tied up, to be thinking about what is behind us. We have to be focused on what is ahead of us. I think that that is a challenge to all of us. I think we all find ourselves in that crowd. I think that all of us at some point or another want to be recognized by God, want to be pointed out by Jesus, to be that crazy fan saying, "Lord, look at me." And when he does, sometimes we're caught off guard. Sometimes we don't recognize what we're asking. We don't know the commitment that he has called us to. Sometimes we say, "Yes, Lord, I'm ready as soon as I get rid of my past and bury it behind me." Some of us cling to what we have and cling to what we know and say, "Okay, Lord, I'm ready to go. I just have to say goodbye to what I know." But Jesus says to all of us, "You don't understand the importance of what I'm doing now and what I'm inviting you to be a part of." I think that all of us want to be disciples. Those who heard the call and said, "I will give up everything right now," that left their father in the boat, that left the nets wet and uncleaned and jumped off the boat and ran to be by his side. But do we really understand what that call is to? Do we truly want to be followers of Christ, or do we just want to be fans who stand close to, be recognized by, be noticed, but not truly give up everything and follow? In just a few minutes, we're going to go through the covenant renewal together as one body in Christ. The challenge I have for you today is to read the words in that covenant, to hear what we are committing ourselves to, and to understand that we are being called to be followers of Christ today. Because the best thing about this whole invitation is that it hasn't changed for over 2,000 years. That Jesus is calling us today to a life abundant, to a truer, fuller life than we will ever know or understand without him. But it's going to cost. It's going to require us being more than close to him. Us being more than just being near him. And just calling out his name amongst the crowd. It's going to take a commitment from all of us to understand what we are giving up. Jesus calls us to a life abundant today. I was talking to one of my boys this morning when I was reading the scripture, and I asked him, "When does the life that Jesus promises us start?" And he said, "When we die." And I said, "Are you sure?" And he thought for a second, and he said, "Well, maybe it starts when we start to follow him." When we truly start to follow Jesus, we begin to live a different life, a new life, a life not weighed down by what's behind us, a life not tied up in the sins and in the deadness of our past, a life not worried about where we're going to lay our head or where we're going to find rest, but a life that is filled with joy and peace and truth in the midst of the hurt and the pains that we go through. It's a life abundant. that we experience more only through Jesus. So, the challenge today is twofold. One, as we work through the covenant together, to listen to the words, to pray the prayers, to put your heart on the line, and to let the invitation be in here, and not just to the crowd. And the other challenge, the second part of the challenge, my favorite part of the challenge, is that we have four small groups starting this January. Four opportunities for you to join together with 12 to 15 other people wanting to do the same thing you do, wanting to find real life, the life that is only offered through Christ. But they can't do it by themselves. They're going to need somebody to hold them accountable. They're going to need somebody to open their hearts and to share their pains and their hurts and just be honest with each other. They're going to need you, just like you're going to need them. So I challenge you to pull out this white insert again. Look at the four small groups that are starting, which is just the beginning of a small group culture we're going to start here at Foley. Because the best thing about it is Jesus worked in small groups. Jesus had 12 people that he could walk through life with, that he could share the struggles with, that he could talk about what it means to truly live life with. If one of these groups pricks your heart, draws your eye, or you hear God saying, you belong here, then fill this out. Make the commitment to say, I'm not going to be a fan, but I'm going to be a follower. Jesus will be my priority in life. Nothing else matters but him. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. I thank you that we can gather together as your body. Lord, I also thank you that you have invited all of us into a deeper, stronger relationship with you. That you have invited us to follow you through what life is meant to be. But Lord, that can be scary for all of us. And sometimes it's easier to just stay in the crowd, to scream your name from the back and hope you notice us. But that's not the life we want. We want to be with you, to walk with you, to grow with you, and to know you. Give us that strength and courage. In your name we pray. Amen.